USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An NFL legend has died.
Rookie of the Year, Gale Sayers. 61 mercurial yards. Give the lead to the Bears.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame confirming that Gale Sayers passed today at the age of 77. Sayers burst onto the scene with Chicago's Bears in 1965, scoring 22 touchdowns in his rookie season. Injuries cut his career short, but that didn't stop him from becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor. The president says he'll announce a nominee to fill her vacancy on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Eiffel Tower is open again after a bomb threat forced many to evacuate the landmark earlier today. The threat came in by a phone call to police, prompting the evacuations. Reuters cites a police spokesman in saying that nothing was found despite the threat, and the tower has since reopened. Tropical Storm Beta is now a tropical depression, but still dangerous. Lurching across southern Texas, emergency workers have been rushing to rescue dozens of people after the heavy rain flooded streets in and around Houston in particular, the rain turning roads into lakes, stranding vehicles in deep water. The mayor's telling people to stay home until further notice. NASA says astronauts on the International Space Station had to dodge a piece of space debris in orbit yesterday. The junk was predicted to come within several kilometers. Astronauts decided to play it safe, prepping a Soyuz capsule for evacuation while the station was moved out of the way by its thrusters. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump continuing to place the blame on China for the U.S. hitting 200,000 coronavirus deaths. The president yesterday calling the milestone a shame, adding the number could have been over 2 million, though, if the response hadn't been done properly. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams speaking today about the grim milestone and how to prevent more deaths in the future. He spoke on Good Morning America on ABC.
Everyone, politics aside, wear a mask if you can't stay more than 6 feet from other people. Watch your distance and make sure you're washing your hands as frequently as you can, because the way we all come out of this is by doing our part.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he has not authorized the activation of the Kentucky National Guard ahead of an announcement in the Breonna Taylor case. Governor Beshear saying yesterday that it's reasonable to believe the announcement about possible charges against the police officers involved in the deadly drug raid gone wrong is coming soon after the city declared a state of emergency. And scientists at NASA say an asteroid the size of a school bus will zoom past the planet tomorrow. The asteroid is believed to be between 15 and 30 feet long. Scientists say it will travel about 13,000 miles near the Earth at its closest point. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.